This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When I was working the overnights here at Marketplace, sleeping during the day, I had an eye mask from Brookstone that was amazing. It was soft and cushioned, had a little curve to it so it didn't press on your eyes. Still have it, actually, true story. I mention that because today, Brookstone, seller of amazing eye masks, but also big comfy massage chairs and quirky gadgets and all kinds of random stuff, filed for bankruptcy protection for the second time. Actually, the company says it's going to shut down its roughly 100 mall-based stores. They've become less of an attraction as more shopping moves online. But Brookstone is going to put its 35 airport stores up for sale because they are doing just fine. Marketplace's Rima Crace explains retail's mall-airport arbitrage.
This past Monday, Rachel Howard's flight got delayed. She was stuck at the San Diego airport for 7 hours with her husband and a fussy five-year-old.
And so I randomly was trying to figure things out to do, and so I just bought a Stay Classy San Diego shirt because why not?
A retro-looking Stay Classy San Diego shirt, $16.99.
The more free time you have, the more money a person will spend.
Alan Gluck is a retail analyst with ICF, and he says there are more people than ever with airport time on their hands. U.S. Airlines carried an all-time high of 850 million passengers last year. Paula Rosenblum is a retail analyst with RSR Research. She says when you look at the retail stores at airports compared to at traditional malls,
I definitely don't see very many closing. I see more opening than closing. And I also see them moving a little more upscale.
At Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, sales more than doubled after a renovation completed a few years ago, one that added a couple dozen high-end retail stores and restaurants. Marshall Cohen, a retail analyst with the NPD Group, says airports today house nail salons, hair salons, spas.
So we're seeing personal care. We're seeing healthy lifestyle. We're seeing entertainment. You know, there are even now some airports that have mini movie theaters in them.
And you know what's not really a thing at airports? Amazon.
Online doesn't have the ability to compete with the in-store experience at an airport to the same degree that it does at traditional retail.
And without that kind of competition, airports can get away with being the land of $5 water bottles and $50 neck pillows. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.